Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Shortly after 4 o'clock this morning, I spoke to President Zelensky of Ukraine to offer the continued support of the UK.
Our children draw swooping rockets, not shooting stars. Over 400 children have been injured and 153 children died.
The idea that concerns me a great deal, that we're going to, after 50 years, decide a woman does not have a right to choose.
Breaking news, and the World Health Organization has just released a report estimating that 15 million deaths occurred globally due to the pandemic, around triple the current estimates.
Vive la République! Et vive la France!
This is now a global North greenwash festival, a two-week-long celebration of business as usual and blah, blah, blah.
Hi everyone, and welcome back to the new series of Where We Are with Nina Zoe Porter, your breakdown of all the key events in the world from the past 7 days, all in one bite-sized podcast. For today's episode, here's what happened in the world this week.
I spoke to Julian about 45 minutes ago. He had just learned of the decision. He was not contactable in Belmarsh, so no one had been able to deliver the decision to him until he had spoken to one of his lawyers just before speaking to me.
WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange's extradition to the US has been approved by UK Home Secretary Priti Patel. Mr. Assange has 14 days to appeal over the decision, the Home Office has said. The courts found that extradition would not be compatible with his human rights and that when he is in the US, he will be treated appropriately. Julian Assange is wanted by the American authorities over documents leaked in 2010 and 2011, which the US says broke the law and endangered lives, the WikiLeaks documents related to the Iraq and Afghanistan wars. The Australian is being held at Belmarsh Prison in London after mounting a lengthy battle to avoid being extradited. Extradition allows one country to ask another to hand over a suspect to face trial. Responding to the Home Secretary's order, WikiLeaks confirmed it would appeal against her decision. Mr. Assange's wife, Stella, said her husband had done nothing wrong and he has committed no crime. He is a journalist and a publisher and he is being punished for doing his job, she said.
We're going to fight this. We're going to use every appeal avenue. And we're going to fight. I'm going to spend every waking hour fighting for Julian until he's free, until justice is served. And the UK should not be doing that. It should not be engaging in persecution on behalf of a foreign power that is out for revenge.
And next.
Made this his top economic priority as we're talking about inflation, as we're talking about the economy. Like, we have to remember where this country was more than a year ago when he walked into office. The economy was not in a great place. Schools were closed. Businesses were closed. We didn't have a comprehensive COVID strategy. And what he ended up doing was meet that moment, pass the American Rescue Plan. Only Democrats passed that plan. He signed it. It was his plan. And now we're seeing an economy that's bouncing back.
US President Joe Biden has insisted an economic recession is not inevitable, but has conceded morale is down in the United States. In a rare interview, President Biden has said Americans are really, really down as they grapple with soaring inflation after 2 years of a pandemic. He told the Associated Press that the, quote, need for mental health in America has skyrocketed. Biden said he wanted Americans to be confident because, quote, I am confident. the president's popularity has plunged as November elections loom that will decide which party controls Congress.
Put this inflation in context. How bad is the surge in prices?
It's awful. I mean, it's awful, and how people feel about it is even worse. You know, you look at the consumer sentiment right now, and what do you see? This is the worst consumer sentiment ever measured by the University of Michigan, going all the way back since 1952.
Joe Biden told the news agency in a half-hour interview from the Oval Office on Thursday, quote, "Everything the American people counted on upset. But most of it is a consequence of what's happening, and what happened is a consequence of the COVID crisis. People lost their jobs, people are out of their jobs, and then, were they going to get back to work? Schools were closed." He added, "People are really, really down." We'll be back with a third story from the world this week after this short break. Every day, we read or hear news reports of anger, distrust, and division. America is deeply polarized. On Let's Find Common Ground, listen to the opposite. Remarkable, innovative people who are working to bridge differences and reach an understanding with those who see the world differently than they do. You'll hear from politicians, scholars, activists, journalists, and everyday people. They share their personal stories about finding common ground on race, the environment, criminal justice reform, and many other controversial topics. New podcast episodes are released every 2 weeks. Join hosts Richard Davies and Ashley Milne-Tite for Let's Find Common Ground. Find every episode on commongroundcommittee.org/podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts. That's commongroundcommittee.org/podcasts.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Let me detail out a bit our recommendation. In the view of the Commission, Ukraine has clearly demonstrated the country's aspiration and the country's determination to live up to European values and standards. Ukraine, before the war, had already embarked on its way towards the European Union. For 8 years now, it had already been gradually moving closer to our union.
The European Commission has backed Ukraine's bid to be given candidacy status to join the EU, bringing it one step closer to joining the bloc. Good work has been done by Ukraine, but more is needed, European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen said. Ukraine must make important reforms on the rule of law, oligarchs, human rights, and tackling corruption, she added. Candidacy status is a significant step to joining the EU. However, the whole process can take many years. The recommendation from the European Commission still needs to be signed off by the EU's 27 member states, who meet to discuss it next week. The French, German, and Italian leaders have already backed Ukraine's bid, but the decision must be unanimous. Speaking from Brussels and wearing blue and yellow, the colours of Ukraine, Ms. von der Leyen said Ukrainians were ready to die for the European perspective. Ukrainians living in Brussels celebrated the move. A human chain of over 1,000 individuals formed around the European Commission building, standing in solidarity with Ukraine. So, you're all caught up. That's where we are in the world this week. Be sure to listen next week to stay up to date on the latest news around the world. Search Where We Are with Nina Porter on all podcast platforms and subscribe today to get new episodes first.
Everyone is talking about magnesium. It's all you hear about. But why? What do we know about magnesium? Well, magnesium is the number one mineral that 75% of Americans are deficient in. If you are a woman over 35, magnesium will help you rediscover balance, energy, and vitality. Magnesium supports more than 300 enzymatic reactions in your body, including those involved in hormonal balance. From functional medicine doctors to mental well-being and female hormone experts, we all know that magnesium is the one mineral to improve all aspects of well-being and health. But which one? Magnesium Breakthrough from Bioptimizers, the trusted choice recommended by leading experts, with 7 best-absorbed forms of magnesium to ensure your body receives the support it needs for overall well-being. Go to bioptimizers.com/balance today and use code BALANCE10 for 10% off. Support your journey to wellness at bioptimizers.com/balance. Magnesium Breakthrough from Bioptimizers, your foundation to optimal health and vitality.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.